As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, we got Andrew Bailey, our Attorney General of Missouri, on the horn at 5:07. By the way, one of the other big political stories today is Dick Durbin over in Illinois decided to not run for re-election.
So I saw that.
That will be up for grabs. I'm sure that there'll be a real nice right down the middle, common sense person
that will
win that race. Brian Kilmeade is back with us this afternoon. You heard his radio show here on 97.1 FM Talk this morning. Did you have Dana on the show this morning where she told that story about getting kicked out of the White House? Or was that yesterday?
Did who get kicked out of the White House?
I said, I saw a clip from Dana Perino, who was on your show, and she kind of told a funny story about getting kicked out of the White House. Was that today or yesterday?
Oh, that was yesterday.
Yeah, it was kind of funny because I guess that would have been W, right, Brian?
So yeah, so she was working for him, and he said, you got to go in and brief the president on something. He's about to do this interview. He goes, I'm not doing an interview. He says, it was an off the record. He says, I'm not doing an interview. It's going to be off the record. I'm not doing it. And he said, okay, it's off the record. He goes, then I don't need to be briefed. He goes, she can leave, and he has no. But it crushed her, and now obviously she wanted to be press secretary and everything.
Yeah, it was interesting, and I do want to read her book absolutely. Well, let's talk about some of the things happening in the news right now. And you know, I've been spending a lot of time on this Maryland Supreme Court case, and I was shocked that even Randy Weingarten seemed to side a little bit empathetically with the parents. And I went down the history of this case in Maryland, Brian, which is kind of interesting. It does seem like the parents. Or the school district, rather, not the parents. The parents are going to win. The school district's going to get smoked on this issue, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. And couldn't be happier about it. And obviously, I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, there's really no justification. And I don't really understand. The big question at hand for me is, why did the school district decide to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court and not go for one of the opt-outs?
Because it's Maryland. Yeah. And that's where they do things. I mean, they're the same people that don't help ICE and have a flourishing MS-13 population, seem to want to go to bat for illegal immigrant criminals. They are pushed to other states, but don't show up for funerals for people that are murdered by criminals. So it does not surprise me.
Well, you know, that's a good point. What I said earlier, remember when you were coming to town a month ago and you were kind of prepping for the show and you said, what's that community, what's the suburb around St. Louis that's just known for being super liberal? And I said Webster Groves. And the reason I brought it up here a few minutes ago is because, to your point, there are school districts in our area that would never even probably get into a debate like this with parents. But then there are some who would. And there are school boards in the more progressive districts. And I suppose maybe the parents want some of this stuff.
Yeah, to me, I think it's pretty obviously when you're dealing with a 10-year-old, let's keep it simple. When the kids get older, things are going to be exposed to things, but why are you rushing people through this and exposing them to young ages? Ian Pryor is the one that was trying this case. and America First Legal played a role in it, so I think it's great.
All right, so where are you right now in the constantly evolving story of the Maryland father, Abrego Garcia? You kind of referenced this a couple of minutes ago. Chris Van Hollen comes back from his trip. You have other members, other Democrats who don't seem to care about their own citizens, but really care about gang members going down there. There doesn't seem to be any backing off from the administration right now. And I saw Stephen Miller go at it again with media saying, look, if he comes back here, he's just going to be deported again, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a joke. They say that their big battle cry is due process. Good luck with that. Is there anything more obscure you could push for? Due process for a guy that beats his wife, due process for a guy that's MS-13, and he evidently said in order to get asylum, which he contradicted when he was detained, is that he was afraid to go back to El Salvador because of a rival gang. Excuse me. You have to be in a gang to have a rival game. I have no rival gang. You have no rival gang.
I do not.
So, yes. So you have to. So don't ask, is he in a gang? There's no proof. Just read the police report. I think we went over this. I could tell you the police report. They talk about everybody he's with, and then they have a informant who not only says that he's MS-13, they give him a rank. And then later he is transporting people across state lines, so it's human trafficking. Under this FBI director, he would have been arrested. Under the last one, they didn't do anything, ever. Under whose direction, who knows? Christopher Akenryon's biography, and we can make a judgment how accurate he is. But if this all happened in 2020, 2019, Trump's out of there. Nobody, people just ran wild. And you just saw the other murder that just happened in Maryland. You had these guys getting out of prison. They were drunk driving. Killed two kids. Now this guy's getting out of prison in 3 years, illegal immigrant. So everything's upside down in that state. And then these idiotic lawmakers go down to El Salvador to go to bat for a guy who they gave a plaid shirt to, probably the first one he's ever had. And he gets out and has a margarita with Senator Van Hollen, who said he was placed there for propaganda reasons. To me, this thing is comical. Which means I fully expect Cory Booker to misread the situation and go down there.
Yeah, you know what Senator Van Hollen was doing down there? He was doing it for propaganda reasons. I love that he's justifying or he's trying to complain about the photo op when he's actually the one that was staging the photo op, right?
That's a good point. Yeah, he was at the hotel when they brought him to him. So he asked for that meeting. So you're not going to go to prison. And they don't know where he is right now, so they want proof of life. Really? Since when do you want proof of life? Just stay home. There's so much for you to do.
There's so many things to me, and I guess I can wind the Maryland, Supreme Court case into this, where I've been shaking my head lately thinking, what in the world are Democrats thinking? There was a Rasmussen poll that came out 2 days ago. It was another 80-20 issue. Should we deport criminals from this country who aren't here legally to begin with? That's something that seems to be forgotten by Senator Van Hollen and others. It's overwhelming. I mean, it's probably even more than 80-20, but with Democrats in there, some of them don't think that there's a problem with that. So I don't know what they think politically will benefit them here. That's a little confusing to me.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
I think that they think the due process, following the law, and the president is looking to be a dictator. I think that's what they're looking to sell. But then you watch Jimmy Kimmel, and then you see who's getting the crowds. It is AOC. It is Crockett.
Jasmine Crockett, right.
It is Bernie Sanders. Yeah, so you don't have a young, talented Bill Clinton, who's his governor in Arkansas. Man, he's comfortable on his feet. He's a Rhodes Scholar. Picture him with JFK as a aspiring politician as a kid. You don't have Barack Obama, man, giving a great speech. Keep an eye on that guy. You have, look at the woman cursing. Where's she from? You know, look at the person calling, calling the Republican a butch body, a beach blonde butch body, who, you know, with the quick. And what is AOC doing? I mean, we could show you a video of Queens, New York. You don't want to go. There's nothing in her district has benefited for her fame. She's benefited, but she has not delivered for her district. Nancy Pelosi has not delivered for her district. They're delivering for themselves. They have stars. They have people who want to be stars and famous. And then you got people who want to work for a living. And I, you know, Chuck Schumer wants to work for a living. He doesn't want to be famous. He really doesn't. John Thune doesn't want to be famous. He wants to work for a living. Same with Speaker Johnson. You know, they're just looking to get stuff done. Then you watch these other people just floating around without a care in the world, trying to sell our crowds and fundraisers and make sensationalistic, you know, inconsequential statements. I just don't think they're in the same league as someone like the president, who every minute is thinking about how to get the country better. And I'll give you an example. How about the fact that he's worried about the birth rate and saying $5,000? Now, I don't know if that's a good plan. Hungary's doing it. Hungary is worried about their birth rate, and they're worried about their borders. So they put up fences, and they incentivize families. You pay less taxes with every kid you have, and they have other incentives built in. So Trump's thinking about that. Is anybody thinking about that? Or is everyone just thinking about how to destroy the other party?
Yeah, that's what they're thinking. The View just wants to – anything they hear from him, it doesn't matter. Did you, by the way, and I wasted my time doing this, and I'm a fan. I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm a fan of Larry David. But did you read that ridiculous op-ed?
I'm going to make it my theme on One Nation Sunday night because I am so offended by it. I really am.
You should
and
be.
To me, he's heading down the – I don't want to give away the whole theme, but he's heading down the De Niro road. Rob De Niro, actor of a generation, he's so talented, all these things. I can't even look at him.
Yeah.
I mean, all I see is just the anger, the venom, the embarrassing public appearances, Lifetime Achievement Awards ends up being an expletive-filled rant against Trump. And for Larry David to think, I got this great Hitler idea, let me put it in the New York Times. And I read today about the opinion editor that got the email unsolicited from Larry David and thought, well, this is different. Didn't say it was great or bad. He goes, this is different. Yeah, it isn't. But he didn't just write and say Trump's Hitler. They went to say Bill Maher, who's been doing this for 30 years, having the debate every week, has Republicans on that don't agree with him every week. This guy's doing the battle. He's not hanging out on a sitcom. And this guy gets ridiculed like they did with Jimmy Fallon 2016 when he, air quotes, normalized President Trump, then candidate Trump, by having fun with him.
Yeah, well, so, I can't wait to see what you do with that because I was pretty pissed off about it too. And again, I say that as a fan of Larry David, but it doesn't make any sense. I mean, Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, says that the president reaches out to him very empathetically when his house is set on fire. He's attacked. So I guess that he's a Nazi, right? The Nazi did that to cover up for all his misdeeds. The whole thing with any kind of comparison to the Holocaust is just utterly ridiculous. And Larry David should know that better than most, I would think.
Didn't Al Gore just say it too? Didn't Al Gore say it yesterday? I know I shouldn't compare it to him, but it's very similar to Nazi Germany. That's what Donald Trump is doing because he doesn't subscribe to Al Gore's self-important green technology that's made him a multimillionaire, maybe a billionaire, and has done nothing. You look back at his movie when he put it out, almost nothing he projected has come true. And now Trump is Hitler by not subscribing to it.
It's craziness. Hey, you know what I've been totally obsessed with this week? I've talked about it multiple times. I've been thinking about you ever since I watched it. I watched the Go-Go Beach documentary on Netflix. And I know that this occurred like right where you live and right where you grew up. Is that true? Close, at least.
Yeah. I mean, well, he's in Massapequa. I'm in Massapequa.
Right.
So, same town. He lives a mile and a half from me. And he was living and taking the same train.
Oh, really?
You know, different times, the same line.
Yeah.
And he's a monster. I don't remember him, but Billy Baldwin was for a while before he lost his mind. One of the normal Baldwins.
Yeah.
He used to sit in homeroom with him. And he was a little whacked, but they didn't think he was a serial killer. But they watched his dilapidated house fall apart before their eyes, even though he was an architect.
Right.
And I did not see that documentary, but it you know, the Gilgo Beach is a beach that everybody went to. So, and they still go to. But like the lair, when they found the bodies, you looked at those areas and you go, there's no way I'm ever going in there. You know, it's just full of sticker bushes. No one would ever go in there, but somehow he got in there and dumped bodies there.
I know that you're very close to the story, so you might not be blown away as much as me or some other people who aren't as familiar with the story, but it's a very well-crafted documentary. And outside of the serial killing aspect, the corruption, and there was a guy that's featured in it that wrote a book about this, the corruption in that police department with the DA and the cops, that's a story unto its own.
Yes. I have to see the documentary, but they thought for a while the police captain might have done it. Because he looked so guilty, and he was unaccountable in certain things. I remember them saying the word in the street was the police captain, you know, the guy in charge, the police chief in Suffolk County, which is huge, by the way. That's the Hamptons.
Yeah, right.
That goes all the way out to Montauk. Might have been involved in. Next thing you know, he disappeared, and then they reinvigorated the investigation. They do the DNA in the pizza box, and they get the guy. And, you know, obviously his family's been tortured. His daughter's got some type of learning disability. The woman is a whack job. I guess they're officially divorced, but the court case goes on.
He's
in court like every other week.
Yeah, he hasn't been tried yet officially, so it's interesting. Well, I would recommend it, but again, you know a lot more about that case than most people. You mentioned Larry David for One Nation on Sunday night. Anything else on the docket?
Yeah, Dana's going to be joining us. There's no doubt about that. Jordan Peterson will be with us. We're going to have Tammy Pescatelli, a comedian, is going to be there. And we're doing Warren Zeider, who's a fantastic country music star. We spent a day with him, and I think you're going to like the feature. He's one of the hottest stars in the country, self-made guy. They found him on YouTube. He made himself successful during the pandemic. And next thing you know, he's one of the best-selling artists without ever going to Nashville, before he even arrived. So when the pandemic's over, he goes in and has just been put out three more albums. His whole family works for him. I think people are going to really love the story.
You know, YouTube is 20 years old either today or
today.
This week.
Yeah,
today. YouTube is 20 years old. That's crazy. Well, Brian, I am off to the Greek Islands this weekend, so I'm not going to talk to you for a couple of weeks. So enjoy the beginning of May, and we'll talk in 2 weeks.
I want a full report. I hear it's fantastic. Go get him. Enjoy yourself, Mark.
Right,
you earned it.
Thank you, Brian Kilmeade. I appreciate that. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with much more. Don't forget, Alex Rich from Y98 in the next hour. We get Sue's News on a Wednesday, and Andrew Bailey at 5:07, the Missouri Attorney General.
Get more at 971talk.com.